Once again, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, who are keenly aware that dogs have owners and cats have staff.
This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we've been speaking this morning about issues related to orthopedic and surgeries and hip dysplasia and a lot of great information. We have with us as a first-time guest on the line Dr. Daniel Degner, who is a chief surgeon at Michigan Veterinary Specialists. And Dr. Degner, before the break, I had sort of alluded to the fact of the issue that a lot of animals these days are obese or certainly overweight, just like with human beings. And you hear of a lot of hip and knee replacements that come as a result of that. Is that at all taking an effect on animals, which is causing some of the problems that you're dealing with?
It absolutely does play a huge role in their clinical signs. When they do have an orthopedic problem, simply by putting the dog on a diet, having some weight come off, that will dramatically improve their clinical signs. Another point is that if you alter the feeding of a puppy so that they're very lean, you will find that even if they have the genetics for hip dysplasia, you can mitigate the actual formation of hip dysplasia in that dog. There's a study that looked at a group of dogs in which they fed them ad lib, and these dogs had genetics for hip dysplasia. In another group, they really limited the feeding, and they found that roughly 90% of the dogs that were genetically predisposed that were overweight and fed ad lib developed hip dysplasia. But the development of hip dysplasia in the other litter of puppies was dramatically reduced just by altering how they're being fed.
And would that be, I mean, certainly on the shelves, if I look in our store, there's always a large breed formula. I would imagine, you know, there's some people that shop at the grocery store, some people that come to a pet store or a more quality-driven retail establishment that might carry a more diverse of those types of foods. But for the average person, what do they want to think about whether they shop at one place or another in how they select their food? Just keeping the weight off?
Right. That is probably the most important thing. And I recommend to people to feed adult dog food to large breed puppies.
Gotcha.
You can certainly use the large breed puppy type of formula, but in general, feeding them adult food is acceptable and actually a good plan because they won't grow as fast. And definitely don't follow the instructions on the bag as far as how much you feed the dog. Tell you to feed way too much.
So can you just give an armchair suggestion on how you would, by percentage, cut that down? Or would you use observation of the animal?
Correct. You use observation of the animal. You want to feel a light coat of flesh over the ribs. You don't want to have a situation where you cannot feel the ribs really easily. So you have to just adjust it according to each dog because the metabolic rate is going to be quite different depending on their activity and in other inherent factors.
And when you're looking at actually selecting the type of adult dog food, are we looking at fat content? Are we looking at protein content? Is there one that's going to tip the scale one way or the other as far as helping?
Well, in general, the studies indicated that it is caloric content, how many calories
just
the dog actually
total
gets.
Usable calories.
Right, right.
Fasting.
But certainly we don't want to have a lot of fat in the diet. And so I would do a little comparison and have a look at that. But in general, it's caloric content. Mm-hmm. And I would look more at the body condition, what is happening to the pet.
Right. Dr. Degner, with our last few minutes, I want to shift gears a little bit. One of the hot topics of the day that you probably know a lot about is the topic of minimally invasive surgery. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on in that world?
Yes, the minimally invasive procedures really are taking off very rapidly, especially in the specialty practices, because we're finding that the pets have much less pain when we do these type of procedures. A couple of examples, laparoscopy, in which we go in and do surgery in the belly for removing whatever it might be that needs to be removed, or doing biopsies. We can do these through tiny incisions now. Likewise, when we have chest surgeries, we can take out lung tumors, tumors in the thymus gland, remove the sac around the heart and so forth through, again, very tiny incisions. I have been very impressed with the reduction in the pain that these animals are experiencing with these type of procedures. The other type of minimally invasive procedure that is becoming more popular is for fixing broken bones. And with this type of procedure, we're actually making two little keyhole incisions. We call them a buttonhole. One at the top and one at the bottom of the bone. We slip this metal plate along the side of the bone. And with the use of fluoroscopy or digital x-rays, we're able to line the bone up, and we put in a couple of screws at the top and the bottom of the plate. And the dogs heal extremely quickly. A dog that is immature that has a broken bone treated will typically have good healing of the bone in about 2 weeks, and at that time we can remove the plate. In the adult dog, it's going to be a little bit longer. It's probably going to be more like about 5 weeks. So it is less painful for the pet and better for the pet.
Wow, it's amazing where the medication and the procedures will go. Doctor, if any of our listeners are interested in more information about the various procedures and just learning a little bit more about it, where would they go to get this information?
We have a website, and it is www.michvet.com. That's michvet.com. And we have a lot of information posted on our website.
Okay. And things like articles and research that people can do so they can at least have a little bit better understanding on some of the procedures you've talked about and, frankly, a lot of them that you haven't.
Great.
Fantastic. Well, we want to thank you. We've been speaking this morning with Dr. Daniel Degner, who is the chief surgeon for Michigan Veterinary Specialists, and we really appreciate your information on the show. It was fantastic.
My pleasure.
Oh, Rick, it was a great show, but as usual, we've run into our same problem. We're just out of time. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll talk with you again next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.